For Women's History Month, this is a woman composer portrait with Catherine Michel. Gratzina Batsewicz was a Polish composer who lived from 1909 to 1969. She was to become the first Polish woman composer to achieve national and international stature. She received her earliest musical training from her father. She started learning violin, piano, and theory when she was 5 years old. Her older brother became a pianist and frequently accompanied her in performances. The youngest sister, Wanda, was a poet. In 1928, Gratzina began studies of philosophy at the University of Warsaw. She completed a year and a half, and she continued her music training at the conservatory, studying composition, violin, and piano. Karol Szymanowski, who was a professor at the Warsaw Conservatory, advised all young composition students to go to Paris to study with Nadia Boulanger, and Batsewicz joined this group of Poles in the 1930s. She studied composition with Boulanger and violin with André Touré and Carl Flesch. At that time, she adopted the neoclassical style for her compositional language. Later, she reacted to the general mood of stylistic changes in the 1960s by revising her aesthetics and technique. But her new fragmentary style retained its neoclassic clarity. We're listening to Divertimento for Strings, composed in 1965. In the 1930s, she was the principal violinist for the Polish Radio Orchestra. This orchestra gave her a chance of hearing her own music, including the Violin Concerto No. 1 and 3 songs for tenor and orchestra. During the war, she lived in Warsaw, continuing to compose and giving underground concerts. She also dedicated some time to family life. Married in 1936, she gave birth to her only daughter, Alina Biernacka, who is now a famous painter. Besides being principal violinist for the Polish Radio Orchestra, Gratzina Batsewicz was also an excellent pianist. She premiered and often performed her second sonata for piano, but her compositional career became her primary preoccupation after 1954, when she suffered serious injuries in a car accident. Batsewicz was the first woman accepted as an equal by her male peers. In Poland, there are schools and streets bearing her name, while sculptures portraying her adorn urban parks. Women's History Portraits can be heard every day at this time during the month of March here on KMFA.